It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, just one thing I want to just touch on just quickly. I know we're going to do a non-sports bit, but, you know, with Ovi and the chase and what, two to tie, three to break it. I don't think we've talked enough about what an incredible rate he's shooting at this year. As of yesterday, I haven't checked it this morning, but as of yesterday, he was shooting at like 17-18%. Which is the highest of his career. And remember, it was just, I think it was just last year, the first half of the season. Mm-hmm. Remember, he was shooting
was
9%. Like 5% or something. It was something horrid.
Yeah, he was on a decrepit goal pace until he got caught fire in the second half of the season.
As of this morning, he's at 18%. And unless I'm missing something, it's by far his highest shooting percentage year. Like, mm-hmm. the year he's having is nuts. It's bananas. It's like having an MVP year back at the end of your career.
And he's doing it at almost 40, and he missed a big chunk of the season due to a leg injury.
People have argued that he should still get MVP consideration.
Maybe. He's third in goals despite missing all of those games.
Yeah, and he's playing less minutes.
Yep.
It's just what he's doing is just bonkers.
It is remarkable.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway.
Who's the MVP favorite?
I don't know. Is it like Nate McKinnon? I don't know.
McDavid?
I don't know. I don't know who's the leader right now. Maybe Jason can look up.
Drysdale.
Oh, Drysdale. Okay.
Drysdale. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Drysdale.
Yeah, from Edmonton.
Edmonton.
So the Edmonton just has two just superior offensive players.
What is their deal? Like, they have like a ton of points too?
He's leading the league in goals with 52, and he's third in points. Drysdale.
I understand, but what is the team doing?
I'd have to look up where Edmonton's in playoff contention.
But they're not like at 100 points or anything like that.
I'd have to look it up.
They're third in the Pacific. They have 91 points. So
they're having a good year. But I don't know.
Last time I checked, Ovi was not in the top 20 for MVP voting. They don't go that far down anymore. They only have top five. But
it's okay. I'm not worried about him getting MVP.
I think he should be in consideration.
Now, I was going to say real quick that, all right, Chicago tomorrow, and then Cakes goes to New York. If he doesn't break it, let's just say he's tied going into the third game, which is Carolina here.
Carolina back here.
Can you imagine the tickets for that game?
Well, I mean, people are already tweeting what
April 10th,
the ticket prices are.
Next Thursday. First round of the Masters and Ovi possibly breaking the record.
I love how you just throw it in the
Masters. I don't know what's bigger.
Well, I know what's bigger in my world. Also, by the way, and we're going to talk more about Ovi at 7:25. The fact that there were like 120 penalty minutes late in the game last night is going to make that rematch back at Cap One with the goal chase, if it hasn't been hit yet, like that is going to be a hot ticket for a lot of different reasons.
Well, it was chippy in the first period last night.
All right, so we'll get back into Ovi in about 20 minutes. One thing we don't want the Capitals to give Ovi is a recharge day.
All right, now what is a recharge day?
Companies are offering recharge days to workers enraged about return to office.
Mm. So does that mean you get to go home for a day?
Employers are luring workers back to their cubicles with the prospect of more, quote, me time. As more companies, not the me time you're thinking about,
I saw that. I love me some me time.
As more companies
require. You saw my grin?
I did
see
the grin.
Didn't you used to have me undies?
I did have me undies.
Yeah, that used to be an old endorsement.
I love that. I would love those to come back.
Sure.
Now I'm a Hanes guy.
So as more companies require employees return to the office after years of remote work, they're also enticing colleagues with specialty vacation days meant for, I think this falls under your umbrella, EB, wellness.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a wellness feature.
My me time's good for my wellness.
Rest.
Yeah, yeah.
And recharging.
I like to rest after, yeah.
According to Axios, corporate hubs like New York and Miami have reached nearly or more than 90% of pre-pandemic levels of office foot traffic from data from late July of 2024. Meanwhile, companies like Amazon and JP Morgan Chase rolled out 5-day in-office policies at the start of 2025. But some businesses are softening the blow of in-person work with more perks, including paid time off to focus on well-being.
Mm.
How have people been doing with getting back to work? I have one buddy who was just having to go maybe once a week, twice a week, and now is having to do 5 days a week. And yeah. I think it's miserable.
Yeah. He's just not handling
because has to drive all the way to Baltimore from Gaithersburg.
Mm. Boo-hoo. Boo-hoo for your buddy. I drive from Olney to here every day.
No. He's going Gaithersburg to Baltimore.
Okay.
But Bayview, do you know where that is?
No.
It's on the other side. It's got to take the tunnel.
What? I'm selfish. I don't care about your buddy's commute to Baltimore.
I'm just saying. I'm wondering. It's helpful for us that do a radio show. I've noticed a lot more people on 270 when I'm leaving in the morning.
I think it's just better for everyone. You need to be around people. You can't be working from your house all the time by yourself.
I don't know.
There's no way you're working all the time.
So some examples.
I see all these people walking their dogs.
Some examples.
You think people work in the office? You worked in an office before. I worked in an office.
I just think
people get coffee. They get cigarettes.
No, I know.
They linger. They
people
do nothing.
Goof off everywhere. But I definitely think it's just easier. Trust me. I know guys are out on the golf course all the time. They ain't at the golf course anymore.
Yeah.
They ain't at the golf course.
Last time.
I know one guy had two memberships.
Now...
He's trying to get out of both of them because he can't go.
I got
who I hope doesn't get out of a membership? His name is, did you see one of the nuggets about Kevin Willard? He got a membership at Congressional. I hope he has to pay dues at Congressional until the day he's in a pine box. And he never gets to play it because he's up in Philadelphia now instead of here.
I got a call. I got a text from somebody.
He should just keep it.
You hate him.
I hate
he does.
I
kind of hate him too. I do kind of hate him.
You know what? He's very hateable, and he has a very punchable looking bald face.
Should be one of your compadres.
No, so he's funny.
Bald loser.
I've kicked him right off of the bald island. He's no longer welcome.
I got a text from somebody who said, "Hey, are you playing golf?"
Mm-hmm.
He saw me on the T-sheet, and I was like, "No, I'm not playing golf." And then he said, "Well, your buddy's name is on the T-sheet." And I was like, "I mean, he should be working." And then I started thinking, I was like, "Man, maybe he got dozed, and he's doing that deal where you tell your wife and family that you're still working, but you have like a, you know, you're going somewhere every day, just filling your time. You always see that
but before
in TV
he breaks
shows
into his
movies.
Wife that he got canned.
He just plays golf every day.
I mean, I guess that's one angle.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it turned out that the guy botched the T-sheet or something, and he actually was working. But there are, I'm sure you've probably come across guys that do that. That tell their wife they're working and they're.
I have no idea.
Well, I've got a buddy when I play golf with him, my buddy Bill, he's on conference calls all the time.
Oh, yeah.
On the golf course.
On the golf course.
Yeah.
Can you tell him to stop?
That's the worst.
Stop the conference calls.
So he'll get out of the cart. He'll start walking down the fairway. He'll put the phone down right next to the tee box.
Put it on mute.
and he'll put it on mute.
I don't want to
hit his tee shot, and then he'll pick up phone. He'll start walking down the fairway. We're still on the tee box hitting.
Right.
I mean,
I don't want to out my buddy, so I won't say his name. But one of my buddies who I play golf with all the time, he's a trainer. Okay, but he's got one, and he trains rich.
He's a
people.
Megan.
He's a Megan trainer. Mm-hmm. He just trains rich one. People. Mm-hmm. But one of his rich clients was like in Nicaragua or something. And there, or wherever the heck he was, it was in Thailand. I don't know.
Hold on. Somewhere. He travels to train that person?
No. He Zoom trains them.
Okay.
And because of the time difference, and I'm like, why don't you just blow him off or do anything? The guy pays him so much, he can't. So he puts an earpiece in. On the golf course, the guy knows he's on the golf course, yeah. And he Zoom trains.
He's like,
hey, 9 to 12.
Go do 50 push-ups.
Yeah.
I can do
You're
that.
Working
you
hard.
Yeah,
one
so
more
like,
squat.
But he putts, and then he goes over, yeah. And he's pulling the guy for not working hard
do
enough.
Do 10 more burpees while he goes down into the hit yeah. A shot
There's
out of
There's a
the
lot
sand.
Of multitasking that people do on the golf course.
So much.
That's for sure.
No question. I always just figure they're sales.
They always try to get me to do the Grant Danny hit.
The blitz.
The
you
blitz.
Always say no to the blitz.
And I'm like, I'm at the golf. I don't think they care.
The blitz is usually at 4:15.
Once or twice, I have done the hit from the golf course.
Yeah, yeah. You just need to give them 3 good minutes.
Yeah, you know.
Just talk about the Commanders and then pull out your sand wedge. Talk about Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, a lot of people
and then
do
just,
that.
You know, hit a shot on the green.
So at the end of the day, a recharge day is extra paid time off.
Correct.
I'm all
sounds
about
like
that.
It.
I mean, I haven't seen
I haven't seen
anything in my Odyssey email about a recharge day.
Right.
When's the last time you even looked at your Odyssey email?
I try to go in there once a week so I don't get kicked out. Because getting kicked out of the Odyssey email, I'd rather be in Alcatraz back in the 50s. Because it's horrible to try to get back in.
Does anybody actually have this? It is Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067. I would just assume they call it personal days.
Yeah.
Do you have a separate recharge day?
I don't know.
I mean, back when I had a regular job 35 years ago, whenever the heck it was, when I worked for a mortgage company, I had 2 weeks of vacation, but I think they gave you 2 personal days.
That sounds like a trap. If I'm a boss and an employee has to take a recharge day, man, I think less of that person.
You're going to put a little tick mark.
Oh, you need to recharge?
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, you see a little mental reset, Valdez. Hey, you know what? I'm looking at a guy who could use a recharge day right now, right through the glass.
What about you?
I'm looking at him right on that screen, too.
He's on a don't sleep high right now. I can tell.
Is his energy picked up since he's 100%. Said don't sleep?
You guys went right after the show, didn't you?
I went to MGM National Harbor. I did. It was a whole day. I drove to the McDonald's. Of course, had my standard McDonald's meal. Happy meal. Ate it in the parking lot, just like a loser.
Yeah,
drove to MGM.
Refused to go inside.
Yeah, I don't go inside. Are you kidding?
Are you with me?
How would I do that?
Your car gets sticky like fries now.
Yeah, I have fries all over the floor.
That remind me of the Happy Meal.
I have fries.
It's a hamburger, not a cheeseburger.
No, my standard Happy Meal.
Hamburger fries.
Hamburger, the world's smallest container of fries. Apple slices yesterday because I knew I was going to have a heavy dinner of Voltaggio. Extra large Diet Coke or large Diet Coke. By the way, great bargain. $4.99. Felt like I was stealing. Ate that, drove to MGM National Harbor, parked my car, went for a run, came back. I went for a run.
What, like on the treadmill or whatever?
No, there's a trail right by National Harbor. I was running on the freaking Woodrow Wilson Bridge.
You're kidding.
Not kidding.
I thought you were out on running.
I'm getting back in.
Did Farley get you? He dragged you in?
No, it's self-motivated.
Really? I thought you were out.
Trying to get back
in. 2 weeks ago, you said you were out.
Getting back in.
Oh. I'm stunned.
Jealous.
So I went for a 4-mile run, came back, went to the cash game, had a decent little score.
Yeah.
Went to the hotel room, took a shower, took a nap. Then I hung out with Valdez and his pops. It was a whole day.
Did you guys do dinner together?
Yeah, Voltaggio Brothers. Nice. It was great.
Did you get the hook?
Got a nice little romp, as Rom would call it, also known as a comp.
Nice.
Yes.
I think Cakes' steak choice might be a little Joan worthy.
Why?
What is Valdez and I are kind of laughing about it.
All right, so hold on. So what did everybody order? What did you order?
I was intrigued because the waiter, who was great, he offered up the special.
Which
it was a Wagyu skirt steak. And I said, that sounds
skirt
delicious.
Steak. Wagyu's supposed to be good, so you got me at Wagyu, you lose me at skirt.
It doesn't make any sense.
Why? Skirt steak is what, like, thin.
I don't get sized for thin.
It's the toughest cut of steak.
It was so tender.
Your wife doesn't get sized for thin.
Valdez is joning, but I gave him a piece, and
he loved it.
He loved it, so he's joning for no good reason.
You told me that, and my first thought was, those are like oxymorons.
I'm telling you, it was high quality.
It's what they shove in fajitas.
Guy got a Philly cheesesteak steak.
Now they may shove skirt steak from a grocery store that's in a cellophane wrapper your fajitas, but they're not using what I was eating in the fajitas. Right.
I got your back, Cakes. I like me
it's
a skirt
delicious.
Steak.
Yeah. All it was delicious.
I know, but thin steak is just nuts.
You get that at Applebee's.
My wife, for some reason, is into thin steak. Yeah, I don't know why.
He's doing a lot of joning for a guy who was on complete scholarship yesterday. That guy. Room,
Valdez,
dinner,
you probably
and
had
drinks,
a...
everything.
Did he pay the tip?
No, I paid the tip because I invited them as my guests. Mm-hmm. I paid the tip and I paid the overage past the comp.
I'm normally not. I know everyone likes to order a filet. I'm normally not a filet guy.
Yeah? Why not?
I don't know. I'll get like a prime rib. Yeah. Or I'll get
you like the little
fat. I got a little more fat.
You little fatty in there.
Or I'll get a New York strip.
I got on brand. I got rack of lamb.
Yes, he did. He did get a rack of lamb.
Nice. Yeah. What'd your pops get?
Big old New York strip.
Was your father just stunned at the perks? He just
loved it. My dad was on cloud nine.
He didn't choke during the meal, did you?
No.
He's probably on brand. Would have been a crab cake.
No, I guess. Yeah, it was good to see Mr. Papa Valdez.
He's probably still sawing wood.
Still sleeping in the room.
The sleep was awful because he was snoring like a banshee all night. Oh my god, it was awful.
Yeah.
You could have gone to Gates' room and you'd heard the same thing.
I mean, I only snore when I'm asleep.
Did you bring the mask? I was tossing and turning like a mug.
No, I don't bring it.
I don't bring it to MGM.
I just roll the dice.
Yeah, but Cakes is now he's a skirt steak guy. Now that I know, a lot of joning.
Wagyu, all of those is fantastic.
He's a skirt steak guy. All right, let's go to Joe.
They could put Wagyu in front of turd and he would order it.
Let's go to Joe in D.C. Joe, what's up, man? It's Open Line Thursday, by the way. Your chance to steer the show. What's up, Joe?
What's up, boys?
What's up?
Hey, I went to the University of Pittsburgh from 1993 to 1997.
Okay.
Kevin Willard's dad was the head coach of the basketball
team. Ralph.
Willard. Definitely remember him. Right.
He ruined the program.
Okay.
But just to give you the background, I had a couple classes with Kevin. Kevin walked around with this unrealistic BDE for a dude who only averaged 3.7 points a game.
Right.
That's pretty funny. It's a funny bit.
Didn't he start somewhere else? Did he end up in Pittsburgh? Because I think he played two different schools, right?
I think Ralph started at Western Kentucky, and then
That sounds right.
Ralph got the job. Kevin came with him.
I like how he talks about how his dad just firebombed the Pitt program. That's great.
So, are you rooting against Kevin Willard too? Just like everyone else here?
I've been rooting against Kevin Willard since 1996.
He's OG.
So he's just been like an incredibly arrogant, cocky guy ever since you've known him.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't know him well. We had a couple of classes together, but he definitely tried to walk the walk when he couldn't, or he tried to talk the talk. We couldn't walk the walk.
I mean, if you were on the hoop team, I don't care if you're averaging 2 points, 0 points, you probably are going to have some.
You're going to have some swagger, of course.
You're gonna have some swagger to you. I can't really hold that against.
Looks like his pops at Pitt in five seasons only had one season above 500. made one NIT.
Gross.
Was his dad? Did his dad do anything great coaching? Why do I feel like
he had success at Holy Cross?
He did. Okay.
At Holy Cross, he made the tournament four times in about 10 years and had a winning record.
Right.
But I want to say he had some pretty good rosters at Pitt in the mid-90s. If you go back and look at those rosters.
Just didn't do anything with them.
Who was the guy that had the dunk, the broke glass?
Jerome Lane.
Yeah.
All right, don't forget, you're welcome to call us throughout an Open Line Thursday, just like Joe did at 800-636-1067. And coming up in just about an hour, Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals will join us here on The Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Just a quick reminder, tomorrow night, AltCast on Monumental 2, we will be covering Caps, Blackhawks. You could witness history. Ovi's a hat trick away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal record. He's very capable of scoring three goals in a game. It could happen tomorrow night. Could happen over the weekend. It could happen back at Capital One Arena when they return to play the Carolina Hurricanes.
April 10th.
It'd be epic if he did it with a hat trick. But you know, sometimes the greatest players come up big like that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when Cal Ripken was breaking the streak? He was hitting home runs in the big moments.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting to see over the weekend when he does it, if he does it.
Yep. So we wanted to get
it would be pretty cool. It would be cool if you had an opportunity to see it live, but it would be really awesome next Thursday if he's already tied it, or if he has an opportunity to tie it next Thursday at home, because the place will go nuts.
It would be best at home.
Be nuts.
I mean, it would be awesome if he did it at Capital One Arena.
They're going to go nuts. They'll have some sort of crazy. If he does it on the road, they'll have some crazy celebration planned.
I get it, but it's not like it would be here.
Yeah.
So we want to get into this article that's on ESPN.com where assistants and other players are trying to explain
why
Ovi is so good, specifically from his office, from where he scored more goals than anywhere else during his NHL career.
You mean the one-trick pony?
Yeah. That still rankles me that Panger went with that phrasing, but we'll try to put that on the back burner at this point.
How much would I have to pay you to go to a dinner with Panger and Kevin Willard?
Oh, man.
Who do you like?
It'd be a lot of bald guys at that dinner.
Who do you like more?
Who do I like more of those two?
No, he has to go to dinner with both of them.
I have to go to a dinner with both.
But how much? $1,000?
I'd probably order skirt steak. It'd be so good.
You'd do it for $1,000.
$1,000 for a good dinner?
Of course.
Sure, yeah. I'd go.
But you know who you like more? You know who you like more? Pang. You know why? Because he at least was somewhat contrite, and he tried to say that he had all this respect for him, and he wasn't trying to slight him, even though he did.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin Willard is basically...
Kevin Willard's just been a douche.
He's like a snake.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
I think he's the new public enemy number one.
He might be over a panger.
I think he's surpassed
off the list.
Yep. Right now, like Ron's way below down on the list. I've
forgotten about him. Yeah. He's harmless. He's just out.
Willard right now is public enemy number one.
He is.
He's like above like Dan.
No.
Yeah, because Dan, it's over.
Yeah, but
yeah, Dan's out of sight, out of mind.
But it's all such Maryland fans. A lot of people don't care about Maryland.
There's a lot of Maryland fans, though.
There are.
It's a massive school. It's pretty big. Not as big as Commander fans, but anyway.
All right, so we wanted to get into some of these details from the article. And Steven Stamkos is quoted, and this guy knows what he's talking about, tied for 22nd all time with 577 goals in his career.
Nubs goals.
I mean, he's got nearly 600 goals in his career. He doesn't have Ovi numbers, but those are pretty good numbers.
The player that Ovi
is. That's a Hockey Hall of Famer that you're denigrating.
He's kind
of
nubs.
He said that there are numerous moving parts that have to fall into place to score from the face-off circle. The shooter needs playmakers who can distribute, and he needs to find space to get to the face-off circle. Being in the right position leads to east-to-west passes, which result in shots that are hard for the goalie to stop. And then an assistant talks about how, I think we touched on this earlier, what Ovi does with his shot, comparing him to a baseball player. He said many NHL players practice one-timers with the idea that if the puck is off by 6 inches, they won't take the shot.
Mm-hmm.
Ovechkin will take that shot. The quote is, if you groove a fastball down the middle, any guy can hit that, the assistant said.
Right.
What about a pitch on the edge of the strike zone? That's what Ovechkin does so well. He can hit all those pitches.
And also sometimes, you've all seen it too, where the puck's like knuckling around, it's bouncing around.
Yeah, it's up on its edge.
It's far from perfect, and he still has that ability to still rip it.
He said he can take those imperfect passes and not only get pucks on the net, but he can get them through defenders and put them in a difficult place for a goalie to save.
Right.
Dude, he's a freak. Athletic freak. His mom was an Olympian, 2-time gold medalist.
Mm-hmm.
His dad, I don't know if you call it professional soccer, but he was a big-time soccer player. And since the age of 2, he saw hockey and he would drop everything and just play hockey. His whole life, you know, was geared towards becoming a hockey stud.
I get a little bit pumped for Trotsky pitching in on the fact that he's not a one-trick pony.
Mm-hmm.
He said,
talks about what a great passer
he is. Barry Trotz said, quote, they've been so good for so long, and he's a much better passer than people realize, Trotz said of Ovechkin, who's 56th in NHL history with 724 assists. Quote, if he knows he can't get the puck through, he's a good passer as well and doesn't get enough credit for that.
Hmm.
Wholeheartedly agree, Trotz.
I read this really long article because everybody's gearing up for him breaking the record. Mm-hmm. I think it was in The Athletic. And one of the things which jumped out, which you're talking about his skills, and the article on ESPN is a lot about his skills and, you know, the little details. But it's his mind and mentality. He still loves it. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of guys lose that passion. And, look, he was chasing a championship for a while, and the article that I read was talking about how he also changed his life. Like, he was a playboy for a while, and was, you know, now he's married and he's settled down. But he also was a guy who didn't want to just be known for being the greatest goal scorer. He wanted a championship, and then he finally got it. Now he's just having fun. And you see that when you watch these videos, you know, whether it's the song that they're singing or just these pregame things, and maybe all hockey teams do it, but he seems to be one of the engines
and also,
for when they're like hitting each other before they get on the ice the goofy stuff they do.
He seems like the most beloved athlete.
Great teammate, because like when other guys score or when guys get their first goal, when Ryan Leonard scores his first goal, Ovi's going to go nuts for him.
Yeah.
And that's the sort of guy he is. It's infectious to his teammates. He's not only celebrating his successes and his goals, he wants to see everybody else do well too. And he's not like, oh, I didn't get to score this goal, this guy got it. He's not like that.
No.
He wants everybody involved.
He's unbelievable. Yeah. He's like the most liked guy.
He's the best teammate you could have.
He's the most liked guy I could think of.
He's almost the perfect person.
He kind of is.
You know?
And I do think to what JP
I like
says,
the description.
To
his, kind of the perfect person,
to his passion and for the game. Yeah. Like, I truly see him playing hockey
till he's
for
50.
The rest of his life. Yeah. Like, he's gonna, whenever he retires from here, I'm convinced he's gonna go play in the KHL for 4 or 5 years or whatever, do that. Mm-hmm. And then I'm convinced he's gonna be in some like elite men's league or beer league until he's dead. I don't think he's ever going to stop playing hockey.
He'll play hockey forever. He's got his kids playing hockey, obviously. Like, he's going to live vicariously through them as they come up through the ranks.
Yeah.
By the way, in the article in The Athletic, shout out to Chuck Lee. It talks about... It talks about Ovechkin with his kids, that they have a portable basketball hoop, Legos, and he's always doing this stuff. And he says, I wish I had that kind of energy, but it says he takes Ubers around town, frequents Hyde Social, sports bar in Arlington, and pushes his kids in a cart down the aisles of the grocery store. Ovechkin loves Papa John's Pizza. He owns several franchises in the D.C. area, but his pregame meal... Chicken Parm, Mama Lucia.
He actually owns Papa John's. I didn't realize he had an ownership stake in Papa John's.
That's amazing.
I knew he had a deal with them because if he scores, like, pizza's 50% off the next day, I think is usually the deal.
Yeah.
Didn't know he had the ownership stake. Good for him.
The article is pretty cool because it has a lot of his former teammates. Like, I would never have thought of this guy's name in a million years then. Knubel was featured throughout.
Is it Mike Knubel? Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah.
He used to get all the cheap goals, right? All the cheap stuff right in front of the net, right?
He probably would have umbrage if he called his goals cheap.
I mean, cheap, but you know what I mean? Not fancy like stuff. They're loose pucks.
Yeah, they're
grinder.
Yeah, you're grinding for the goals there. You got to work to get those goals.
Yeah, you got
to
be tough.
Because you're battling with big defensemen.
He's an all-time great. He's truly amazing, but I think that passion that he has for the game is what's really carried him. He has fun.
So
I think all the teammates kind of say that.
He played with, you were just talking about, he played with Ovi at the beginning of Ovi's career. So
I can't remember what years Knubel was here, but he was here like toward the end of his career.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm having a brain fart, but have we talked about an Ovechkin statue? They have to have one. Like, when it's all said and done,
because
they're going to be there, whatever they call the arena these days.
Capital One Arena.
They're going to be there. They're going to be there for a long time.
There will be a statue either outside or inside at some point.
Where would they put it? They need to have an Ovechkin statue. When it's all said and done, he has to have one.
Where do all the fans gather after big wins?
Well, those steps across the street.
That used to be a Pittsburgh Penguins bit. The fans would go and like troll the Caps fans.
Yeah,
and
Caps fans won the cup though that year. That chase.
Yeah, like is it the Portrait Gallery? I'm not 100% sure.
Whatever, I
know where you're talking about, because when the Caps won the cup, we
maybe that area
made the Pens fans move off of that spot.
Maybe though, where you go on the side. You know what? It was like a little.
Well, they're revamping Capital One Arena, so it's going to look different in the next 3 or 4 years.
But that area. You know what I'm talking about?
Where Clyde's?
Yeah, right.
They're going to redo
that. They got to put a statue there.
Maybe that could be a spot for it.
They got to.
I feel like it has to be in the arena, though.
And what's the pose? Like, what's the classic?
Him holding the cup. The cup over his head.
That'll be the...
Skating with the cup.
No, it's him bent over in the office, getting ready to whack one.
I think Cakes is right.
I think it's got to be him with the cup.
But that makes it too much about...
Or it could be the shot from the office. It's one of those two.
If that makes it too much about him, like, winning the cup. Because like, that's a team thing. I don't know.
I think this is the shot.
I mean, even in the Athletics,
it's got to be him grabbing it from Gary Bettman and just holding it up.
Yeah, but look at the great Chase logo.
I know. It's fine. If I were a consultant on the statue, he's holding the Stanley Cup.
If he breaks it with a shot from the office, it's got to be the office.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to argue with that.
That's his little celebration that he did where he like chalked up something there. Did you see that last night? He did a
finger point.
He did like a. It was silly.
Could be the hot.
Like three more to go.
He just like chalk it up.
It was years ago, but he definitely did the hot stick bit that he got like people roasted him for it. Now they're not going to do that because it was a little controversial, but it was a good sally by him.
I think people need to call in. What's the pose?
All right, it is an open line Thursday. 800-636-1067.
Good segue.
When they make the Ovi statue, which they will at some point, we're not sure where it's going to go, but when they make the Ovi statue, what's the pose?
They have to have one, right? It's a guarantee.
It's 1,000% it's going to happen.
By the way, a few years ago, we spent a lot of time talking about his weight.
Yeah.
And in this article, Evgeny Malkin says His body's amazing. People talk about his weight all the time. He doesn't care. He plays video games. And then it talks about some of the stuff he eats. I mean, he's kind of known for this. Mm-hmm. He eats Subway all the time. He eats Cheetos all the time.
Like every road trip, that guy is going onto the team flight with a Subway footlong and a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
That's so silly.
That's just that one is part of what makes him. Him.
I guess he does chicken special. Parm all the time. And in the article in The Athletic, it said years ago, Brooks Like posted on Instagram a picture of him with vegetables that he planned to blend into an organic juice. And Ovechkin commented, add some beer and Russian vodka to the mix.
That's a perfect Ovi response. All right, we'll take your calls next. It is an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. What is going to be the iconic pose for the Ovi statue when it's erected at Capital One Arena? We'll be right back. We'll get to your calls shortly on an open line Thursday, but you're also welcome to text us throughout the show. Text line presented by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. So we asked you before the break, what is the Ovi statue when it's made, whenever that's going to be? What's it going to look like? What's the pose?
All
what
right.
do you go with?
All right, let's bounce some of these calls. Of course, you can talk about whatever you want to. Let's go to Steve in Rockville. Hey, Steve. What's up, man? You're all with the Junkies.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah, I think, you know, why Ovechkin points up to the sky after he goals, because he recognizes his brother, Sergei, that passed away.
Okay.
So I think that, you know, being a family man that he is, I think that he would kind of want that to be his statue, is him pointing up to the sky with all those goals he scored. And
how old was his brother when he...
10.
So when he was young. And Ovi, how old was Ovi at the time? Like in a similar age?
Ovi was 10. The brother was 24, I think.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, I think he died in a car accident. Also, one last thing. It would be awesome if he scored another hat trick for Chicago, because he broke the record at 800, and when he scored a hat trick in Chicago, and he scored a hat trick in Chicago, three goals, and I think it would be great if he scored three goals for Chicago tomorrow night. So,
are you going to the game?
I'm not going to the game. I've been to a few games this year, but unfortunately, I couldn't
get tickets. Let me check those ticket prices.
Oh, I bet you're crazy.
It'd have to be through the freaking
thank
roof.
You, Steve. Appreciate it, buddy.
I'll be home watching the Alt-Cast with the Junkies.
Nice. That's
very,
right.
I love that. Tickets as low as $163 to get in the door at Capital One Arena.
$163?
That's your starting point.
Not bad.
By comparison,
get you in the building.
If you want to see Hurricanes Red Wings, you can get in the building for $43 and Wild Islanders, $20. So
do you have the ticket prices for the Caps Carolina Hurricanes next Thursday?
That is sure I can pull that up.
Those are probably pretty pricey.
Tickets as low as $194. So $200 get you in the building, probably up near the roof.
Yes. Your head's hitting the roof.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Scott in Damascus. Hey Scott. You're on with the Junks.
Morning, Junks. I gotta say, that was a knee slapper from Cakes, a comment that Ovechkin made on Brooks Like's Instagram post that he needed to add beer and vodka. That was hilarious. In that same vein, I'm thinking the statue has to be Ovi upside down doing a keg stand out of the cup, right? you got to have him drinking beer in the photo, in the whole thing. It's got to be presented there. So
I'm not going to have him drinking beer.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be him doing
it. It's not going to be
classy. Come on.
He's just trying to be funny.
Yeah, I mean.
That was totally just some shtick.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
That was an iconic performance by Ovi. I mean, his and his teammates' celebration after winning the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
It's pretty epic.
Yeah.
But It's not statue worthy.
No.
You wouldn't think.
Let's go to Bill. Bill, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, Junkies. First time, long time listener.
Thanks, man.
I felt very compelled to call this morning. I am a diehard Caps fan, live and breathe that team. Been watching them since a little kid. So, you know, I've gone through a lot of pain like you guys over the years when we get in the playoffs, get ousted and everything else. And I'm just so thrilled about seeing the greatest goal scorer in our lifetime. This only happens a few times, as you guys know, like a Michael Jordan, you know, Tiger Woods, guys like that, you know, it's once in a lifetime. Yes, there's always going to be great athletes out there, but Ovechkin is that guy.
Agreed.
And
once in a generation player, bro.
Yes. And I just felt thrilled I get to talk to you guys today for one, because my family probably gets annoyed with me. I truly live and breathe hockey. Like, as a Caps fan, I'm a diehard, but I can watch any game that's on just because I love the sport so much. And I truly believe it's the real man sport that's out there.
Wow. Hmm. All right. Well, thanks for the call.
Grown men on skates.
Loves him some hockey, this guy.
Up. All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
By the way,
hey, nice shirt, Cakes, with that good Charlotte, bro.
Thank you. Love the boys. Love the boys from the Dwarf. This has to be a typo.
I cannot watch any other game outside of the Caps.
I'm looking at the Hurricanes Caps grid for all the tickets that are available. Lower level, 110. Row G, 2 tickets. This has got to be a typo. $48,500 each.
Where?
In section 110, near where the Capitals are shooting twice. So, like,
go to the other sections.
I mean, I'm looking all, like, the tickets are reasonable. 500, 368. Like, what? Like, is this person really expecting to sell these for that exorbitant price?
No.
Now, I mean, if this is the record-breaking game, you're in a great spot because you're, you know, it's right next to his office. But $48,000 per seat?
Ovi could give me the puck, and I wouldn't pay $48,000 for it.
Correct.
Kidding me?
I mean, that's not for two seats. That's for one seat.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm just curious, Jason.
Yeah.
You're not doing the alt cast tomorrow night.
No, I'm out of town. Nope.
But if you were doing the alt cast and he broke the record, would you be happy or distraught? Because there's going to be an on ice ceremony that would add to the length of the alt cast.
Well, is there going to be an on ice ceremony right after he does it, or after the game?
No. Yeah, during the game.
I think they estimate they stop the game, and then it's that's why. There's this traveling caravan with Bettman and Gretzky.
I saw details about
it's
that.
It's like
by the
seven
way.
Or eight
it
minutes.
Might,
no. So, somebody
it
said
might take
be,
a ceremony.
Right. The ceremony I saw is planned to be a maximum of 7 minutes. And I saw somebody in like a thread say, well, why not make it 8, you big stupid idiots? He wears 8.
Yeah.
Make it an 8-minute ceremony. What is one minute difference going to
make? By the way, the plan is 7 or 8 minutes. They said when they did this for Gretzky, it was 15.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So the plan is 7, but it depends on how long people talk.
I think since I'm not going to be there and it happens, they should make it 895
minutes
or whatever the record, the number
that,
is.
That many minutes?
Minutes, because you three would have to
stop.
Ripken, the delay when Ripken broke the streak was 22 minutes.
Yeah.
Right, that was a big deal. Do you think, did he cry on ice when he was hoisting the cup? Do you remember?
I don't think so.
I don't recall
I don't
him.
Know. I don't
do you think he'll cry?
Now
I don't know. It's a good question.
There was definitely there were shots of him on the bench, like right before he hopped over when he knew they were going to win, where you could just tell he was overcome. I don't know if he was crying though.
Mm-hmm.
He might have cried at some point.
All right, let's go.
I don't remember any of the players crying.
I don't. I just know fans were crying. Like Cakes was crying. I don't know if I cried. I might have. I don't remember.
Was boohooing. Valdez loved it when the woman came down to the glass and showed her jugs when they were skating the cup.
I do remember that.
That was his favorite part. that was his big one shining moment.
I'd pay $48,000 for those seats.
This is almost unbelievable, and you would really have a problem with this.
Okay.
In the article in The Athletic.
Yes.
I'll just read the paragraph.
Okay.
Like many in the nation's capital region, he's a big Commanders football fan and recently decided to go to a game with his friends. He didn't think to call ahead, so he had to park in the lot farthest from Northwest Stadium.
Yeah, I don't lie. I like to get up close parking.
He just parked like a regular donk.
I mean, I know a guy that knows him, that has him out to his establishment, and he says he goes right down into the pit when people are just having a good time at a concert. He doesn't need to be up in the VIP.
Right.
He's down sweating with everybody on the floor. Like, he's a man of the people, that Alex Ovechkin.
All right, let's go to Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan, you're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, Junks.
What's up?
I'm just curious if Ovi gets a Hattie against the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
Does Cakes even bother going to New York, or does he just
savings.
He's going
no,
anyway.
Still
going.
He paid for the tickets. It's called a sunken cost.
Yeah. that will kind of suck, though.
I've already bought the tickets. Like, I'm not just going to punt on the event.
Yeah, because it would be $1,000 loss.
Now, it'll be anticlimactic if he's already hit the right. the record-breaking goal, but
should
I'll still
root
go.
For that? We
He'll
should
probably
root
take
for
the day off.
Yeah,
oh yeah, if he breaks and I won't be in on Monday. I'll just call my shot.
No, Ovi.
Ovi would. Yeah. He might. Yeah. He could.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thank
you. Take
you.
The day off, and I would take Monday off. I would say, Drab, I'm just taking the day off.
It's your victory lap.
I'm sleeping in.
I'm kind of rooting for that now. I had thought of that.
That would be such Cake's luck.
I'm the cooler. I'm Cakes, a big mush.
I hate to break it to you, but if Ovi breaks it on Friday night, Monday is mandatory.
You gotta be here.
That's a good point.
You can take Tuesday. You can take Tuesday off.
Yeah.
Right, should I go real quick to John? Maybe we'll do it when we come back. We'll do it when we come back. He still wants to talk about guys talking on the phone on the golf course.
800-636-1067 is the number. Don't forget Nick Dowd from your Washington Capitals. He'll join us coming up at 8:25.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.